Let's look at figure 16, the area forecast. I want to point out the important part of this graphic. See where it says Chicago, CHICFA 24, 1945, there toward the center? Well, underneath that, the 24th is the day that the report was prepared at 1945. Question: the Chicago forecast section is valid until the 25th at. Well, the forecast section is not the synopsis section. The forecast section is clouds, weather, valid until 25.0800. It's valid until the 25th at 08 Zulu. Now, further down, you see where it says Upper Michigan, western portions? What type of sky condition and obstructions division are forecast for Upper Michigan in the western portions from 02 Zulu until 05 Zulu? Upper Michigan, western portions, near the end of that first line there, 02 to 05 Zulu, becoming ceilings overcast 1,000, visibilities 3 to 5 statute miles BR. BR means mist. It's one of those terms like FU is smoke, FUMAR, FUMAR. Ceiling becoming 1,000 feet overcast with visibility 3 to 5 statute miles in mist. Let's look at Upper Michigan eastern portions. See the eastern portions? What sky condition and visibility is forecast in the eastern portions of Upper Michigan after 23 Zulu? Well, the bottom line of the eastern portion, the last line, or the second line under eastern portion, it says 23 Zulu, ceiling, overcast, 1,000, visibility, 3 to 5 statute miles, dash RA, BR. That means light rain and mist. That's a minus sign. One more. Let's look at Indiana, southern half of Indiana. What is the outlook for the southern half of Indiana after 07 Zulu? Very bottom of the page, Indiana. We have a northern half and a southern half. The end of the first line, 07 Zulu, AGL, scattered 3,000, scattered 10,000, outlook VFR. It's VFR. These area forecasts are used to forecast en route weather and interpolate weather at airports that do not have terminal forecasts. So if I were to ask you from which primary source should information be obtained regarding expected weather at the estimated time of arrival if your destination has no terminal forecast, area forecast. To determine general forecast weather conditions over several states, you should refer to the aviation area forecasts. The section entitled Significant Clouds and Weather is a general description of clouds and weather which cover an area greater than 3,000 square miles and is significant to VFR flight operations. The area forecast also makes reference to AirMets. See AirMet Sierra for IFR conditions and mountain obscurations. AirMets are found in the in-flight aviation weather advisories. So if I were to ask you to determine the freezing level and areas of probable icing aloft, you would refer to the in-flight aviation weather advisories. Does anyone have any questions regarding any of these figures that we've covered so far? If you do, please email me. I will respond to your email, and I will answer your question. Let's move on now to figure 17.